Have you ever noticed that our era treats every form of suffering as a bug? Anxiety, go meditate, depression, go exercise, feeling lost, take a course. Every negative state has a corresponding solution, as if we're all working through some troubleshooting manual. I was a devoted practitioner of exactly this mindset. My calendar was packed like a game of Tetris. When my startup hit a wall, I refused to let myself stay discouraged for long. Even during personal low points, I would push through with gratitude practices and deep breathing, moving on as quickly as possible. Then one Thursday night, I read Curran. His writing carries no warmth, it offers no comfort. With a precision that borders on cruelty, it forces you to confront the possibility that life may genuinely have no meaning. My first reaction was anger, but the next day, I found his words surfacing in my mind without invitation. Again and again, and then I understood something. If every form of suffering must be fixed immediately, we lose the capacity to actually understand suffering. There was a moment when my startup was barely holding together. The anxiety I felt was not about the company collapsing. It was this question: if I am not a successful entrepreneur, then who am I? Suffering worked like a developer's fluid, revealing the rope I had tied around my identity and my venture. So what Curran taught me was this: in the darkness, do not rush to light a false lamp. Inspirational quotes and positive affirmations can get you through the moment, but they often let you pretend the darkness was never there. Are you willing to stay in the low place a little longer?